Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, it's Quick Hits.
We finally have a comment from the Sanders family on Shador Sanders' speeding ticket, this one courtesy of his brother Shiloh.
We out here in Tampa, we got to be careful crossing the street, especially if Shador is out here.
I left way harder when I saw it than I should have.
Okay.
I didn't laugh this time because it's like the 10th time I've listened to it or watched it. Is this the best reaction to the speeding tickets?
I don't know. I liked all the people that were talking about how he was, picked 144 but going 101. That type of joke, that stuff. That played with me more than maybe Shiloh does. But I, as much of a Sanders supporter as I am, a little bit of a Shiloh antagonist. So I don't know.
How can you be? What do you mean a Shiloh antagonist?
I always felt like he was a little bit of a Acheron to the conversations. Not as much. I'm not a big Shiloh guy. Big Shador guy. Not as much of a Shiloh guy.
I don't understand.
You got to draw the line. The Sanders family line has to be drawn somewhere. For me, it is we love Shador. Shiloh just tries to put himself in that orbit with the, he's a little attention hungry for me. Shiloh always was.
Wait.
A little bit too attention hungry.
You think there's a member of the Sanders family?
Deion is the right.
That is too attention
Shador
hungry?
Shador is the right. And Shiloh just a little too attention hungry for me.
Yeah. All right.
A little bit too much for me.
That's an interesting place to draw the line in terms of hungering and thirsting for attention, considering I don't know any of them are exactly demure. I don't know any of them are
demure.
Like, please.
It's a TikTok trend from 6 months ago?
Kids are still saying it. I know.
Or did it just get to TikTok? Is that what happened?
It always gets to TikTok first. TikTok!
Jaylen Williams, so he's drinking his first beer in the locker room, and everyone knows that it's his very first beer. And
is he above age?
Yes, he is above age.
Okay.
I don't know why it's his first beer, but it's his first beer. And everyone, they give it to him, and... Wait, hold on. If you are underage, but you win the NBA Finals, do they not let you drink beer?
I distinctly remember somebody, I cannot remember the story, but somebody having alcohol-free champagne.
Wasn't that something with a baseball player? I feel like a baseball player had that happen.
I think you were correct.
And then they had to, what a crock. Can't we all just kind of turn a blind eye in that moment?
I don't believe it was actually alcohol-free, honestly.
There we go. Anyway, so the video's gone very viral. It's a Mick Ultra, and he's having his first beer.
I thought you said he had his first beer. JK, we love Mick Ultra here. Just kidding. Trying to keep my job.
Anyway, he absolutely hates it. Just disgusted. Just absolutely disgusted by the beer. So, did you love your first beer?
Okay. My first beer was a Zima, which is much...
I don't think that counts as a first beer, right? My first alcoholic beverage was a Mike's Hard, because we were stealing it from my buddy's dad. And buddy's dad, for some reason, was a Chicago police officer for a million years, badass, and he was drinking Mike's Hard. But I low-key always thought he bought it just kind of like, this. If you're going to introduce yourself to alcohol, make this it.
It's probably not great, but in 1990, going into 1991, your boy was five, and my dad set his beer down by his chair, and they might have found five-year-old Nick Wilson tilting it back. I don't remember what it was.
At five.
Kind of explains things, doesn't it?
Did you like it then or no?
I kept drinking it.
You kept drinking it.
Did not hate it.
I think it was 15 when I had my first beer. It was a Miller Lite because everyone in Chicago drinks Miller Lite. And I remember not liking it. It was definitely an acquired taste. I remember being like, we're going to go through this and we're going to keep drinking and we're going to make ourselves like this.
I do think that's how people get to liking whiskey. I like everything's an acquired taste in the alcohol game. Alex Caruso won his first title with the Lakers back in the bubble and had a word for the haters after winning his second title last night with the Thunder.
A championship is a championship, but there were 70 people in the gym when you won your first one.
Yeah.
How much better?
Probably like 150, but
maybe 100, maybe even 200. But maybe. How much better does this one feel?
Yeah, now I got a real one. Now nobody can say anything.
Cheaper title. Last night with no Hallie in Game 7 or the bubble title?
Yeah, we can't do this with people's titles. We have to stop doing this. And I, as you know, constantly bring up what a fraudulent NBA title that was for LeBron.
And it makes my eye twitch every time.
Every
Not because
time.
Of LeBron, just because I think we've completely lost empathy for how hard that whole experience was and how ridiculous that was. But go ahead.
You could find an injury excuse, I would imagine, for most finals. Not to this degree with Halliburton, obviously. But I saw somebody else doing like a... basically, they went through the years and was scoping it all out. This is not a cheapened one for Caruso. But it is funny that the two out of the previous decade, that if anybody were to say was a little on the fraudulent side, that he's the benefactor of both.
This one's cheaper than the bubble title. It is. The Thunder were playing.
How is history going to look on this? Because it's a 68 win regular season team. SGA won every award under the sun. Finals MVP, regular season MVP, scoring title, everything you can do. And it feels like they're not getting near. They legitimately are one of the best defensive teams of my lifetime.
Age completely different than the bubble championship. 5 years from now, the Hallie thing will be the Halliburton thing will be a footnote. It shouldn't be. This is, to me, like, ironically, the health thing in the bubble. Everybody was pretty healthy. It was about as fair as you can get outside of the whole COVID going on in the rest of the country thing. And so, like, LeBron and the Lakers winning that championship, but it's just we lost all empathy for everything involving COVID and the summer of COVID into the fall of COVID from 2020, that all of a sudden we have to cheapen everything that happened that year. This one should be more cheapened. It won't be. We will. It'll be a footnote outside of Indiana 5 years from now.
I wonder if LeBron did like the least amount of actual COVID than anybody else. And what I mean by that is like his setup in Disney was like it was on another level. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, when some people go to prison and they go to the really bad prisons. Other people go to the prisons where it's like they have like tennis courts and you can play golf still. And you can
or
and you
they
have
make,
like
great
and you have like nice restaurants and you have
like they make like ZD and the thing. Yeah,
and you have like all these great accommodations. I feel like LeBron did that version of COVID.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if your boy ever has to go to prison.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to hang out with some mobsters. I'm gonna find some real OG gangster mob guys, just Italian fellas. And I'm gonna start doing the Tommy Cutlass thing. Mm. I'm gonna listen to a lot of like 1950s doo wop, and I'm gonna talk about how it used to be back in the old country. I'm gonna be Nicky Italian very, very quickly, because they eat better in prison than I eat in real life. I'm not hurting.
Omaha. Tom Brady won the inaugural Fanatics games.
Stay away from toilet wine.
There was a lot of thoughts I had. There were so many thoughts I had, and a lot of them ended up with me having really controversial thoughts in my head. So we just kind of let it be. I was thinking about you actually getting dragged away, like going off to prison, and then you having, instead of people being like, oh no, worst day of my life, like hand behind you're like pulling out a razor to shave your beard into just like the Luigi Italian mustache to try to fit in as quick as you could.
A traditional Italian dance. See, on my way to myself.
You're just prepping it and getting yourself all ready to go. Hey, wait, I gotta get this trimmed up and ready to go.
You know when it'll all fall apart, right? The first second that I try and talk Italian and it comes out, and that's how Nick Wilson died.
You just start naming Italian deli meat.
Hey, give me some gabagool.
Prosciutto. All right, so Tom Brady. Did you pay? I paid way too much attention to this. The Fanatics Fest all weekend long. They had so many big hitters there because Michael Rubin is just a big player in basically the sports world. He throws great parties and people care about that, I guess. Anyway, Tom Brady won what was an event. It was 100 competitors, and there was all sorts of athletes thrown in there, and there was 8 different events, okay? So it was quarterbacking, it was basketball, and around the world shooting thing, soccer, baseball, WWE superstar entrance, they had a hockey shoot-off, UFC striking challenge, closest to the pin golf challenge, and Tom Brady beat out everyone else in the field. James Harden came in 4th, Eli Manning came in 5th, but there was a random person that was chosen, 39-year-old Pennsylvania teacher Matt Denish, that finished in 3rd and ended up winning some cool prizes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Matt actually would have come in 1st if this was a intellectually honest thing here. But
you thought it was rigged for Brady, maybe?
Oh, no, I think he just happened to be better at all those things than anything else.
So this is what I loved about it, is that, like, yes, one of the GOATs and one of the greatest to ever do it. Yeah, just a great athlete.
If his name was just Eli Jenkins, he would have come in 20th. But he's Eli Manning, so he's 5th, right?
I don't think it works that way. Like, these are all things that we can judge off of, right?
Are they subjective things?
They're not subjective. Like, you're doing around the world. You're shooting a basketball into a basketball hoop. You're doing the quarterback skills. You're actually throwing the football to the spot it needs to be thrown to in a timed event that awards points.
I mean, in fairness, Eli was doing the quarterback skills thing in the NFL, and his legacy's a little inflated by
Eli
last name.
Eli came in 5th. Eli got beat out by this 39-year-old Pennsylvania teacher, Matt Denish.
Listen, I know shenanigans when I hear shenanigans, and I'm calling shenanigans. Mm. Omaha! Next guy that says shenanigans. Speaking of tiny baby hands.
He's the only guy to say shenanigans.
Deontay Johnson was on the Sports and Suits podcast. I did a little Trump there, too. And was asked about Kenny Pickett's habits of wearing gloves.
Is Kenny still wearing gloves?
You know it. He's not going to take them off.
Are his hands that small?
Yeah. they're not that big. He wears gloves every practice.
Does he rip the ball, though? I mean,
he can spin it.
All right, I don't believe that last thing. That was a cover for the first 3 things. Is it? Does it sound like Kenny Pickett's in his own head about his tiny baby hands?
Do you think that's what the gloves is all about, is just the idea? It's not about grip. It's just to hide the hands.
I think they don't
go away.
I think it's like his magic gloves. Like, I can't take them off.
But what's awful about it is I actually think it draws more attention to the hands.
Oh, yeah. No. It absolutely does. But in his hands, he feels safer with his tiny little baby gloves on.
It'd be like if I had a zit on my head, and instead of just letting the zit exist and doing what it does, me putting on clown makeup and being like, this is better. No, it's not. Everyone's now paying attention to the clown makeup.
Okay, that being said, it makes him feel better.
Clearly it does.
How many things do people do that have no impact that actually improve the situation, but it makes them feel better so they do it?
I mean, either he's one of the only football players that just need to wear double gloves for grip, or he's trying to hide his hand size.
Yeah, that's a great point. If he had wore a glove and it was his throwing hand, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. The double glove? What are we hiding, Kenny?
It's like golfers, the double glove.
Tiny baby hands.
You can never trust a double glover. Or a Donald Glover.
But you can trust a Danny Glover. Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, you know, we got
None
it.
None of you?
No, we got it. It was the right way to go. Wait, you're up against the break. It's the right way to go.
You make Donald Glover and I make a Danny Glover?
Oh, we thought it was your walk-off. We thought it was your... It was like, that's right. That was the way that should have gone. Double Glover into Danny into Donald
I'm getting
Glover
too old for this
into
stuff.
Into Danny Glover.
Tell you that right now. Oh, Zach yeah. Harper.
Oh, you're turning into Daryl all of a sudden. Hey, did you miss my reference? Did you miss my reference? What? You don't watch movies? You missed my reference?
All right, guilty as charged. I'm guilty on all counts. I'll pay the fine, unlike Shador. I'll pay the fine, and we are moving on. Shiloh would pay it. What does the Cavs being a wild card team in the Durant sweepstakes mean? We'll ask that of Zach Harper of The Athletic in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.